بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولنا وحبيبنا محمد صلوات الله عليه وسلم تسليما. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي وقولوا قولا سديدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله والرسول فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we will continue. Our topic was Ar-Rusul, which is Jam'u Ar-Rasul. And we go details, lecture by lecture. But first, before we go, specific prophets, we go in general, so we can understand the traits of the prophets and who they are, which is very important. So last time we left off how the definition between Ar-Rasul wa Nabi, the prophet and a messenger. And there is indeed difference. As we told, messenger is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends with a sharia. That is indeed a messenger. And the prophet is the one that gets revelation from Allah but follows the previous sharia of the prophets, of the ar-rusul. He follows that. So ar-rusul alayhi salatu wa salam informs us hadith رواه البخاري ومسلم that وكانت بني إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء كلما مات النبي قام نبي. The Bani Israel, the children of Israel, Israel actually, the name Israel is Abd, that's what it means. And it goes back to the father, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, their father. So, وَالْأَنْبِيَاءُ, the prophets come after one another and they followed the sharia of Musa alayhi salam. And these prophets, Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى مَلَأَ بِنِي أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى مَلَأِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِلنَّبِيِّهُمْ لِلنَّبِيِّ لَهُمْ أَبْعِثْ لَنَا مَلَكًا نُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ هَلْ عَصَيْتُمْ إِنْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ أَلَا تُقَاتِلُوا. So this shows that there was a prophet after Sayyidina Musa that was leading the children of Israel, and they were requesting them to be a prophet who can lead them, but when it comes to really to follow the duties, they did not follow. So also there is al-iman bil-anbiya'i wa-rusul min usul al-iman, to believe the prophets and the messengers is the foundation of our faith. If you do not believe that, you are not a Muslim. It's the foundations. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tells us, and he gives them a command, and it goes to us too as a believer. قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say we believe Allah. This is a command that goes to the Prophet, but also goes to us until the day of judgment. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا. What Allah has revealed to us, revelation that came to Muhammad, we believe, and that is the Qur'an. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْفَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. This verse, mashallah, it clarifies that in the Quran that we Muslims believe all the prophets and all the messengers. And they are the names Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail, وإسحاق ويعقوب والأصباط. And الأصباط is the children of يعقوب. They are 12. That's the tribe they come from. And the Quran does not mention except one. And that is Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. The rest, we just take the general name. All this we believe. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم means that we will not believe one prophet and deny the other prophets. Like the Jews, what they believed was Moses, and they denied Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Like the Christians, they believed Isa, they say, although they elevated him high way out of proportion, but they do not believe Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So therefore, if you do not believe that, you are not a Muslim according to Islam. الصلة بين الإيمان بالله والإيمان بالرسل والرسالات. So we have to connect it together and believe all the prophets alayhi salam and the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us. Because there are people yuriduna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. They want to differentiate between Allah and His messengers. So therefore, they say, we believe one, and they do not. We believe Allah, but we do not believe Prophet so. And now you see these days, people say, I believe God, but I do not believe Muhammad. And the verse directly goes to them. فَجَحَدُوا الرُّسُلُ. They denied the prophets and the messengers, and they became disobedient. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, they cannot really be a true believer in Islam. Their iman is not complete. So it has to have, you have to believe Allah and His angels, وكتبه ورسله, as the أصل الإيمان, the six pillars. If you miss one of them, you're not complete. Also, الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام informs us that الأنبياء والرسل جم غفير. جم باللغة العربية is the source where the waters, fountains come out. All the prophets, and غفير is a lot. All the prophets come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sources, all of them, from Adam alayhi salam, wa akhir al-anbiya Muhammad alayhi salam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they come from the one source. And the message is one. They are not different in the message. And inshallah, the message is not to worship false deity, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, al-Rusul also,
There are a lot of them. But some of them Allah did not tell us. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ لَمْ نُخْصِصْ عَلَيْكَ نُخْصِصْ عَلَيْكَ. The prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention to the Prophet Muhammad, Surah Ghafir, verse 78. And some of them was mentioned. So now, the prophets that we know, inshallah, you will see it's 25 names in the Quran that is mentioned. But some of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes details, and some of them mentions scattered in the Quran. وَالْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالرَّسُلُ مَذْكُورِينَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. All their names is mentioned in the Quran, these 25. Prophets. أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَصْطَفَى آدَمَ. Allah has chosen Adam to be a prophet. And he was the first man. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَقَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Sayyidina Shu'ayb also was a prophet. And so on it goes. And these prophets are required. As a believers, we should believe completely. There are people, when they say they are playing and they are not really believers. Basically, why? Because they say we believe Allah and some prophets, we do not believe others. What are they doing? They're trying to act, they're fulfilling the word of Iman. They believe something. So if you ask them, do you believe something? They say, yes, we believe Allah. But do you believe others? They say no. So they're trying to, you know, really play a game. Would not work. My dear brothers, so all the prophets, the message, their message was what? The messages of the prophets was sent. Was one message, all of them. And that message was, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created human being and jinn. Jinn is an invisible creature that we cannot see. But they can see us. And they have intelligence. These two groups was created, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That is why it's necessary for scholars to know the Arabic language, its grammar, its literature. They have to master Arabic language before they explain the Quran. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is tathniya. Well, ulama say this lam is here. It's not, it's al-ilal. It tells you what was the person, the purpose of their creation. But هذه اللام, it's not, they must do it. This worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on free will. Some can be achieved, some Allah worship as it is, and some may not even worship. So the purpose of all these prophets, that's قُدْوَ لَنَا, that they are our role models, and we follow them, and they show us how to live good life in here and hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, otherwise the scholars say that if Allah did not send the prophets, then it will be a joke, the creation of the universe. It doesn't make sense. ولهذا أعطى الله البشر عقولا. Allah has given mankind high intellect, mind, good mind. وأرسل إليهم رسلا, and he dispatched them messengers to guide them. وأنزل عليهم كتبا, and he has sent them many books. Torah, Injil, Al-Quran, Zabur, and so on. في النهاية, the purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مِعَادٍ. Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah is the one who has sent down to you the Qur'an, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is that purpose? To follow its rules. To live by the letter of the Qur'an. وَأَحْكَامُهُ وَفَرَائِضُهُ. To follow. We also, same thing as the believers of Islam. لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مِعَادٍ. It's two definitions it has. Tafsiris. One was when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Mecca, they wanted to kill him, but Allah has promised him that he will send back to Mecca. And he came back. And that promise was fulfilled. Also, other scholars, they say Al-Mi'ad is Yawm Al-Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards and punishes. Whoever did a good deed will be rewarded, and whoever did a bad deed will be punished. So my dear brothers and sisters, our role models are the messengers. And that is the greatest gift Allah has given to mankind. We will not know in details what to do, good deeds or bad deeds. Because of these prophets Allah has sent them, is how our morals originate. When you go in the Western world, the word definition morals cannot be defined. Each one, they come to the conclusion that morals is subjective, but it's not subjective. In Islam, al-ibadah, the act of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any act that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good morals. Ridha Allah. Any act that does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a good deed. And in order to happen that, the prophets, they come up, Allah shara'a lana. Good deeds Allah has legislated for us. The source of our legislation comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is not among mankind. Mankind follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates. And whatever we need within ourselves, we can sit down and legislate also and make good reasoning and good judgment as long as it does not contradict Allah's law subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the prophets came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِسْلَاحِهَا. Look this verse, my dear brothers. Do not create mischiefs on the face of earth, O mankind and jinn, after Allah has straightened up, بَعْدَ إِسْلَاحِهَا, collectively all the scholars agree, is the prophets. Allah has sent us the prophets and has sent us a books. And this is a super highway that we should follow. The word Sharia linguistically in Arabic comes from Shari'. It's a highway. When you drive the super highway, there is no conflict. Every car sees when it's driving. Ash-Shari'u Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is the prerequisite of his rububiyyah. And when we follow his sharia, we are following al-uluhiyya. He is our deity. Look at that. So these laws that Allah has legislated, shara'a lana, without the sharia, the world will not be in peace until we come and apply. And to follow the sharia is a must. So this, the qisas that's coming, it's a challenge between what happened, the prophets, and who opposed them. How they challenged. Sayyidina Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, when the Jesus came, who confronted with him? And how was their confrontation between the good forces and the evil forces? And how the sira' will, and this confrontation will go on until the day of judgment. So we have to know these prophets themselves, that's why the word called qasas is nothing but is following the footsteps. La ziyada wala nuqsan. They will not increase and they will not decrease. The prophets themselves, they follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they apply to themselves. It's not something that they follow their desire. So it is not, you are not requested to follow anybody who does not have the truth. And the prophets is the greatest gift Allah has given us. They have the absolute truth and we follow them. That's why it's necessary now that we have to go back to study their history. So today, inshallah ta'ala, I will conclude إقامة الحجة يعني الحكمة من إرسال الرسل وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه لك الحمد يا رحمن يا رحيم ولك الشكر اللهم صل وسلم على رسولنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام أما بعد my dear brothers الله سبحانه وتعالى says ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت we have sent every ummah in this context, nation, is a group of people. Ta'ifa. Allah has sent prophets, every group, every nation is. Do not worship other than Allah and stay away from the false deity. So what is the hikmah then? من إرسال الرسول. First and foremost, إقامة الحجة. الله سبحانه وتعالى he establishes the evidence, so you will not have an excuse the day of judgment that you say no one has told us this. إقامة الحجة. الحكمة. رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين الله سبحانه وتعالى says لألا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل so the people will not have excuse the book is here the messengers here they show you in details how to worship الله سبحانه وتعالى Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the prophets. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ As you know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most prophets were sent to their nation, to a group of people, except to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sent all mankind, not only nation in Arabia. He is the Rasul of China. He is the Rasul of many nations. as long as every human being will jinn, the Prophet Muhammad was sent to them to follow his footsteps. We will not do anything from our desire. So, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms and tells the Prophet that this, the Prophet Muhammad to be sent is a mercy for all the world. That's why if it will come his biography, even animals and stones testify that he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even animals spoke as evidence. So also as Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, كمسلمين ولا نثبت النبوة لأحد إلا بالبينة. We will not affirm anyone to say he is a prophet unless he comes up with a miracle, proof that shows. Because there has been many false people who said I'm the prophet and they did not have. And the evidence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Al-Qur'an. وحياتي, and his living, how he lived, itself is an ayah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not someone just come out and claims that he's a messenger. They cannot be qualified. So, number two is that's the reason. Also, the third, بيان الطريق الموصل إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. The prophets, they will explain to us صراط المستقيم. صراط المستقيم is the road, the path that takes you to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So they come in a detail. Did we know how to pray? Even if you look at the Quran, of course, a salah is obligatory, is there. The prophet shows you in a detail how to make the wudu. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him and showed him details how to pray also. Jibreel came 5 different times to the Prophet, twice. How to show the Prophet how to pray. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he stood up on the member to show his companion how to pray. Allahu Akbar. Al-Ruku' wa-Sujud wa-Jalsa, sitting down. All of this is details. So the messengers were sent to explain details of how to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow them and not to follow any other person except them. So, لا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها. When Allah says, is we should not deviate from that road. We should not follow anyone who writes fiction books or anyone who legislates for us other than our deen. That is the purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the prophets. They can name it whatever they want. But as a Muslim, we must follow a Sharia. Some people don't even know that. They can follow any rules they want. No. You were not created for that purpose. Allah created you, ata'a, to obey Him. What means that? To do the al-awamir. Whatever Allah has commanded us to do, the best we can. And to stay away from prohibition. What Allah said, don't do it, we don't do it. So, aqsam al-ubudiyah. This is the last we live here today. The act of worship is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a good way of life, by the way. And it's based on ridullah. Allah has to be pleased. So al-ubudiyya tanqasimu al-ubudiyya ila 3 aqsam. Amma. All creation. All creation they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Jannah worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Arsh worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no single creature that exists that does not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the creatures. So this is called Al-Ubudiyah Rububiyah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on His Lordship. That He is the creator and everybody follows the way Allah has created him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran, إِنَّ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا. Whoever is in the heavens and earth that exists, they come to Allah as a servant. They worship Allah. So when they say there is two deity or three deity, that's an insult. This ayah defines clearly the relationship between Allah and His creation. Ayyu makhluq, all that exists is abdulillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not equal to Him. It's servant and obedient. So, that is in general. The other one, al-ubudiyah, khasa waya al-ubudiyah ta'a amma. Those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Muslims without al-ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawnan. The servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they walk on the face of earth and they're living this life, they will obey their master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they know that this is His property. It's not us. Today, if entire human being gather together, can we bring your oxygen? We can't do that. We don't know. Can we bring the water? We can't. Everything we have comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Ibadur Rahman, this act of worship, they obey Allah as He did. You know, when they walk on the earth, they don't oppress. They don't create mischiefs. When they see ignorant people, they turn away. They remember their Lord. This they do it based on their own free will. It's not obligatory. Allah gives you the message, the book, sends the prophet, shows you the example, it's up to you to follow. And they follow Ibadur Rahman. And if they make mistake, what happens? They make tawbah. They repent. They go back to their master. This is the second type of act of worship. The third type, which is the highest level, most humans cannot reach that act of worship, except the prophets and messengers. خاصه خاصه وهي عبودية الرسل عليهم السلام عليه الصلاة والسلام. The prophets worship Allah. We cannot worship the way they worshipped. A highest level. And inshallah it will come details. The prophets, their heart never sleeps. Never sleep. As 24 hours when they go, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their heart is up. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this with the Nuh, when Allah describes him, when Allah wants to give you a compliment, that compliment, the highest level humans can have a compliment, is to become Abdullah. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا سَيِّدِنَا نُوحَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. If you have a doubt, what we have revealed to our servant, look. So this level of ubudiyah, the highest level, is reached only the prophets and messengers. And they are the best creations. So therefore, my brothers, our role model and people we follow is not the philosophers.
Because the philosophers don't have the truth. They are in the dark. And they lost. It's not a great man who writes a fiction or someone who speaks out of ignorance. So the purpose of the Prophet, my dear brothers and sisters, is to know them, their Sharia, and to follow. That's how we become successful people in this life and hereafter. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر المسلمين والمسلمات ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أهزم أعداء الإسلام، إنك على كل شيء قدير. أقم الصلاة يا حبيبي.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي للصلاة حي للفلاح، كاتب تصلات كاتب تصلات.